make them pop. Big gun Brian Petrie giving out the lot. One is mortal, you know it won't miss. Gonna take a shot. Dog lock, that's the underdog. Yeah, they in the hunt. Send them homeless, KO or submission. Yeah, somebody done. Slime ball, yeah, that's the parlay. We gon' make it known. Pick them pod from MMA takes. Yeah, let's get it gone.
UFC Paris, France. What's up with the What's Up, babe? Little live pick'em coming at you here on this wonderful Thursday night. You gotta love it. You gotta love the Thursday night cards. Gotta love me going live. I usually record, edit, post. Gonna go live next week with the boys. Timbo's been traveling. Timbo's been making moves in his personal life, but we're gonna strangle him. We're gonna get him there. Three-headed monster next week for the pay-per-view. Cannot wait. And this is an okay card. A lot of local flavor, a lot of Paris France, a lot of France fighters. Next week, you got a lot of Australian fighters, City Kickboxing in the house, a lot of New Zealand guys as well. So you're getting the local flavor here. I think there's some spots. I think the slime ball is a fucking winner. The green hammer, I'm following the trend. I think we're good there. Got three locks coming at you. No lightning bolt plays like Max Holloway, who was, this guy was minus 700, minus 800. Anybody with half a brain can pick the lightning bolt play on that. But I do like some spots in this card. I think there should be some fun fights. They don't go to France often. Last time they went to France, it was pretty good. European crowds are awesome. And yeah, Paris, France. Paris, France. We got the chat going already. We got Skynet here. He says, let's go, baby. We got 96 RS. Made it again. Finally, I'm glad you're here, buddy. Big Billy. I'm not even going to try to pronounce your name. It's a dope fucking name, though. It's way cooler than mine. And then we got home training with Sam Alvey. Wow, old Sam Alvey. Smiling Sam still in the game. So yeah, Power E France. A little quick anecdote. I said this on the Anakin Florian. About the my last name being, so I want to expand on that because it is a good kind of story here. My real dad died when I was in my mid-20s, didn't have a good relationship with him. Last time saw him when I was 15, yada yada, you know, daddy issues, all that shit, right? But when I was 11 or 12, I think I was in fifth or sixth grade, can't really remember, and your boy was girl crazy. You know, I love women. I love, you know, the superior race, gender, not race, gender, right? And I've always been girl crazy, right? Especially when I was young. I mean, young, obviously, you know, girls when I was young. So my dad, who I didn't have a good relationship, the only advice he's ever given me that actually stuck with me, and I don't think it's true, and I've never used it, but has to do with French. So it's funny. I kind of mentioned this again on the Anakin Florian, but I'm going to go in detail a little bit. So he says, hey, you got to, again, I'm 11 or 12 years old, can't fully remember. He's like, you got any girlfriends? And I'm like, yeah, I got a bunch, man. You know, Frenching them all the time, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't think I got boob yet. I think I got boob when I was 12, so later in 12 years. So I haven't got boob yet. But yeah, I'm 11 or 12. I'm kissing some chicks. What are you going to do? And he goes, okay, well, you know, here's a little tip. You know, you tell girls that your last name is French and that you're French because girls assume that if you're French, you're good at sex. He told this to his 11, 12-year-old son who hadn't even got boob yet, that, hey, tell girls you're French. That means you're good in bed. You know what I mean? Crazy. Never used it. I'm married now. I should probably use that on my wife. Maybe that'll work. But no, just a little anecdote. I had to share the full thing. Didn't get all the way out on the Anakin Florian. But let's get some picks here, babe. Let's get some picks. Let me get to... Paku. I'm going to say your last name, Paku. I don't know if that's right. Hey, Brian, hope you're doing good. I got a massive bet on Spivak at plus 160 from a month ago. Also got Saint-Denis at minus 125 last week. Should be a good card. I like all those bets as well. Skynet, my grandpa told me to find an ugly chick that no one to leave me for. That is great advice. That's, if I had a son, that's advice I am giving him. That is fantastic advice. So let's go. Oh, wrong fight. Gosh dang it. Already messing up on the live sticks here. Here we go. Sarah Ferran, plus 295 versus Jacqueline. By the way, I didn't practice any of these names, any of them. So it's going to be a fucking torture show. For the people that think I am doing this on purpose or whatever, I assure you I'm not. I'm just that stupid and my mouth is full of marbles. So you got Sarah Farron plus 295 versus Jacqueline Cavalcante. That's an easy one, minus 375. Listen, Farron, you know, I'll put the picture back up again because she's right there. She's in the blue right there if you're watching. That looks like a bus driver I had years ago who was mean as fuck. Kicked me out of the bus, got in a fight in the bus, yanked me off. I had to get my parents to take me to school. They were pissed. But you know what I mean? And she's just not that good. I know they're putting on here because she's false and everything. Jacqueline's got some good wins. She's making her, obviously, UFC debut here. And I don't think she's warranted to be minus 375. I think that's steep. I saw tape on her. I think she's okay. I don't think she's going to get a finish over Farron. I think Farron's the bigger fighter here. She's got that French crowd. This is going to be an absolute bowl of spaghetti. You know, riff-raff in the comments saying Farron good for Ramadan. Absolutely. Then she fades. She might not fade in France. I'm looking at Farron as a little dog ad here. Plus 295 for Farron. I think when you get a bowl of spaghetti fight, that's what I think this is, right? And someone's almost minus 300. 3-1. You get 3-1 of your money on a bowl of spaghetti. You take the 3-1. You take it. No matter how bad you think she is, no matter how bad you don't think she's UFC quality, or she's fighting a girl who's never fought in the UFC, and you're giving me this wide of a line, I'm taking it, babe. You know what I mean? This isn't a BP knows chicks fight. This is a BP playing the lines fight. Because, I mean, way too wide. The chat's saying it as well. Just wide. Too wide. Too wide. So I'm going Farron. I think she'll squeak out a decision. Maybe. Hopefully. Let's go France. All right, next up, you got Farad Basharat, minus 340 versus Cleishan Rodriguez. You know, I'm working on my fucking Portuguese, boys, and that is John Anik was here. He loved that shit. Cleishan Rodriguez. Cleishan has been a huge disappointment. This guy came to the UFC, signed the UFC, was supposed to be this big star from Brazil, good-looking kid, exciting fighter, hasn't lived up to the bill, just hasn't really done it yet. Then the Basharat brothers are just knocking heads in the UFC. You know, they put roots down in Vegas. Everyone in Vegas is trained with both brothers, and they said they're phenomenal. You're getting a huge line here at minus 340. I get it. I understand it. Cleishan, I don't know how he wins unless he catches Basharat. Basharat's a little cocky sometimes. He feels himself a little too much. Maybe could let the fight slip away from him. I don't think so. So I think he's dialed in. I think he's coming in here. I think he's looking for a head. Don't know if he's going to get a finish because Cleishan has been proven to be pretty tough. But, man, Basharat, I think, is going to put a 30-27 performance here. I like him away. If you want to play the points, play the points. You know, the point spread that DraftKings does, do it, right? I think we got 30-27 across the board for Basharat. I think he's going to cruise here. I think he's going to piece him up. I think he's going to stuff takedowns. He'll lay takedowns if he wants. He's got the cardio advantage all over Basharat here. Minus 340, obviously steep. Obviously high. I mean, 3-1 on your price. Almost 3.5 on your price. Crazy. But you throw him in a parlay, which is what your boy doing. Live forever. Slimeball Cannon number one. I told you the slime ain't fucking losing. I got the money green hat on because it gave me good luck last week. By the way, last week, didn't do a recap show. 10-3 on my picks. Both mortal locks hit. Both parlays. The slime ball parlay, the puke parlay hit. The green hammer hit. The underdog lock hit. Sent him home, hit. Your boy had a week, right? After I had such a good, I went and bought a PS5. The new UFC game's coming out, which if you're in the chat, you play the new UFC game, hit me up. I'm terrible, but when it releases, I'm on PS5. You can kick the shit out of me on that, right? I'm excited. I'm back in, baby. I'm back in. You know what I mean? I used to love video games as a kid. Madden came out. I've been trying to get into Madden. It's not football season yet for me, but when that UFC game comes out, UFC 5, whoop, we're ready. All right, next up, here we go. We got Nora. You should really say Cornoli, right? Nora Cornoli. I mean, that's what I'm gonna say versus Jocelyn Edwards. Pick 'em fight minus 110. If you saw the picture that just popped up, Nora is a fucking stud. She's mean, bro. She's mean. She's got some swag to her. I like Jocelyn Edwards. I think Jocelyn Edwards is a little bit underrated of a fighter. Fight IQ lacking, needs to really polish up, but I do think she has skills to be pretty good. Minus 110 is a fair number since Jocelyn's put in work in the UFC, and Nora's just now coming in. But I'm telling you, this Nora girl is fucking mean. She's got some good striking. Minus 110 here. She's 6-1. So young, and her one loss is, you know, whatever, wash that away. But she's fucking mean. She's competed in a lot of different sports. And I like her to come out here and look good against Jocelyn Edwards. Could she get a finish? Maybe. Maybe. But I don't bank women finishes all that often unless you get a killer in there. And I don't know if Nora's a killer on the UFC level yet, right? She's a killer on the regional scene. She's killing people on wherever she's at. But can she kill people at this level? And Jocelyn has been in there with some studs herself. So, you know, I think this is a competitive fight, minus 110. Again, line subject to change. As always, the lines move all the time. But give me Nora. I'm not going to pronounce her last name again because I'm going to get laughed off YouTube. Go, give me Nora. Wouldn't be surprised if she gets a finish here. Because she's nasty. She's a bad bitch, right? I love what I saw of her. Lock of the card. Skynet says, lock of the card. Box draft for me. He's reading my mind. I love it. Zach Lawhead, good dude right here. Just want to check it in. Hit the guy to watch the replay later. I did the green hat. BP me a summer, man. Thank you, Zach. That's a good dude right there. Everyone give Zach Lawhead some follow. No way. Nora been beating up Chinese bus drivers. Very true. We're going to get to a strength of schedule in a future fight, which I have a lot of thoughts on. This is another one. She's beating up bus drivers, like Skynet says, no doubt about it. The record's not there. I do believe that her skills are there. I do think that. I mean, beating up bus drivers, beating up cab drivers, beating up people that, you know, are pumping your gas. I get it. That's a good bad look when you're looking at records. But what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a girl who's got some decent skills. Does she have cardio for three rounds? Is she UFC quality? We're gonna find out. But I pick a money. I'll take it there. All right, next up, we got Anj Lusa, minus 160 versus Reese McKee, plus 150. Reese McKee's, this is his double shot in the UFC. Poor bastard. This dude came in the UFC, Cage Wars, you know, stud over in Cage Wars, comes in, debuts against fucking Hamzat Chimaev, gets smoked out, right? What are you going to do? He gets, you know, debuts against Chimaev. I don't know if I think on relatively short notice, if I remember correctly. Loses, who did he lose the second time? Another good named opponent. Chat, get me. Chat, hit me. I'm looking it up. Alex Morono. And Morono, I mean, listen, I don't think Morono's a world beater. But, I mean, the guy's fought the UFC for quite a long time. So, my problem here is I don't trust Anj Lusa. I think he's a big, powerful guy. If you look at the pictures, it's a meme online. It's hard to tell that the guy on the left actually would beat the guy, you know what I mean? Because he's muscled up. He's got good strikes, right? He's powerful, but he doesn't have a ton of finishes really in the UFC. He can take a fucking shot, and Reese McKee is a finisher. Reese McKee uses his long limbs, puts you at harm's way, keeps you away from you, head movement, you know, good chokes, decent on the ground. Probably won't be able to take Anj Lusa down. Anj Lusa is jacked to the tits. Has fucking cardio for being that jacked, which is weird, right? You know what I mean? You saw it a knock on that guy's door, allegedly. You know what I mean? Let's just take a closer look at Anj Lusa. But Reese McKee, I think, has more skills, but I don't think he's as athletic or as powerful as Anj Lusa. So my problem is I pick Reese McKee over Chimaev. If you've been with me for a long time, I thought Chimaev was a fraud. That is one of the biggest shames I have in the MMA community, is I thought Chimaev was a fraud. Right. So I was like, you know, Reese McKee was a minus, whatever the number was. I was like, I want to play a little on Reese McKee. He was a Cage Wars champion, got blown out, and then didn't look great against Morono. But here we are. And, you know, I'm going to go Reese.
You know what I mean? Hello.
Hello.
Okay. This is Dog.
Okay. That's a dog. Dog hunting a little bit here. I think Anj Lusa has the skills to knock Reese out. The head movement's a problem, durability. Is in question, but I just think that Reese is going to pinpoint his strikes. If it gets into a grappling exchange, I think he's going to be okay. Just stay on the outside, pepper your strikes, and just fucking don't get hit by one of those sledgehammers. Don't get hit by one of these fucking things, okay? Don't get hit by one of these fucking things. And you'll be all right. You're Gucci. You're good, babe. But let's not get cracked in there. But I like Reese McKee, plus 150. Reese McKee baby by like submission or something, which I can look right now because I got DraftKings right in my fucking face. And it's Thursday night, so the props are definitely out. I know there's been a lot of fights that have been switch watching. Reese McKee by submissions plus 1100. He's got some rear naked chokes on his record. He's got a guillotine choke on his record. You know, Angelus is a big, tall, big, strong fucking dude with no neck. You know, I mean, listen, you can do worse than plus 1,100, 11-1 on a guy who's got some submission victories on his record who might not want to bang it up with this fucking bricked up dude. You know what I mean? So give me, so give me Reese McKee. That's a dog shot. Dog locking it up. I misspoke. That's not my dog lock. But he could be, right? He could be. I do like him in that spot. That'll be a fight that I'm playing. All right, fight that's very interesting here. We got, how do you pronounce this guy's name? Taylor Lopolis versus Kalen Logren. I think that's how you say his name. I have some Irish listeners. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe his name is Kalen, if that's how you pronounce that. Anyway, this guy's kind of the talk of this card a little bit. He's saying, you know, he's from Ireland, trains in Liverpool at Darren Till's gym or former gym. I got corrected as well. Tom Aspinall does not train there. He did train there. Colin Kabum gym. And the big story on MMA Twitter is, right, so he was supposed to fight Giannis, who's fighting later in the card. Guy couldn't make weight. They switched him to Taylor, who's got a great kickboxing pedigree, some wins in the UFC. He became a 3-1 favorite to an underdog here. Kalen's plus 135 and Taylor Lupus minus 160-ish. Lines are moving. And so he became a 3-1 favorite to a dog. He's mentioned that on his social media. He's very active on his social media. He likes to talk. A lot of Irish fighters are similar. They like to talk. He's 8-0 in his career, and he's beaten nobodies, right? I mean, he I know he's a Cage Warriors champion. That's a very good organization, but his record is very... The win-loss of the guys he has fought, it's bad. You know, when you're capping fights, it's obviously something you look at. Taylor, longer career, better wins, sturdy dude, is a harder matchup than Giannis. I thought Kalen was going to destroy Giannis if they fought. So this is going to be a tougher matchup. But then what I see in Kalen is I see a guy who has a square head like Marvin Vettori, probably can take an absolute gorgeous shot, right? I'm going to go on a limb and say this guy's got a fucking chin. He is very hittable. His wrestling is pretty good. But again, it's good against lower level competition. I really went on the tapes. I really watched this guy. I'm not blown away by his stand-up. Defensively, he needs work. His punching power's good for 135, but it's not up to snuff in my opinion. He's not going to be an elite striker yet in this division. Lupus, Lapis, however you say his name, Taylor, he is verge of elite striker. He's very good. And they're giving him the favorite. Nah, and I get it. You got to rock him out and give him the favorite. So I gave this pick on the Anakin Florian when he was fighting Giannis. I believe I put 2 extra units on that. You take that away. No extra units, right? I've already texted the boys. Different fight, no extra units. I am taking Kalen, though. I think he's confident enough to go in there and get this done. It didn't matter who he was. He's going in there and getting it done. I think his wrestling pressure, I think he's going to squeak one out here. I do. I think he's going to take some shots. He's going to prove his durability. He's going to give some shots. He's going to work his cardio and eventually probably lose round 1. And then 2 and 3, he's going to pick it up, and we're going to look at a 29-28 decision here from Kalen. Possibly get a finish in the 3rd round if Taylor completely gasses. He's muscled up. He's got some muscles. That could happen. But I like Kalen Logren here. I'm going to take him at dog price, not locking him up, take the extra units off him, not put him in a parlay. This is a straight wager with a tiny little bit of a sprinkle, maybe finish 3rd round, because I do think cardio is going to play a factor here. And I'm not going to lie to you. I get kind of googly as the new guy for sure. I say that all the time. His confidence is infectious. Don't like what he did with my guy Bilal. Bilal followed him, and then he was talking shit to Bilal. You know, you're making a debut. That guy should be fighting for a title. Pump the brakes there, my guy. But, you know, he's confident. This is what he does, is he likes to talk his shit. He feels himself, and I got to respect that. And I think confidence can take you a long way mentally in the sport. And I think Kalen at dog money is worth the shot. It's worth the shot. So give me the dog there. Next up, you got Morgan Charry. That's how you say his name, Charry. France. He's from Paris, France. Minus 340. Versus Manello Zecchini, plus 270. So I'm not very good with French names, and apparently I'm terrible with Italian names. This is going to be this was almost my green hammer because I'm all over Morgan here. No doubt about it. Don't slime forever. Slime forever. If you look at this guy's record, right? He's 18-9, right? And I had heard of him a little bit, but I don't remember him, right? So if you look at this fucking guy's record, you look at who he's fought, who he's lost to, it's studs. This dude's not taking easy fights at all. A lot of guys nowadays, they pad their records to get in the UFC. Like Kalen, we were just talking about he beat a dude that's 0-42 right there. Skynet said in the chat, 0-42. Morgan here is going out fighting the best of the best, fighting the fucking Russians, the dude that's going to constantly, and he's losing these close split majority decisions. He's not getting finished. He's not getting starts. He's fighting some legit fucking dudes. I'm sure he's got a couple ugly losses in there. Good striker, good motor, good cardio. That's all learning lessons. His record's ugly at 18-9. Kind of reminds me of Vicente Luque's record when he came in. His record was a little ugly. People doubt him a little bit. Obviously, they're not doubting Morgan here at -340. I'm all over him. He's in my slime ball parlay. Manello Zuccettini, he's got some dope photos all over the internet. I used the dope photo right there on the little graphic there. I don't think he's got what it takes to get it done. He's aggressive. He's a little loose with everything. I think he's going to go put out. This is almost my green hammer. I think Morgan's going to knock him out. I think it's going to be a finish here. I think Morgan, this could be a coming out party for Morgan. Maybe I'm underselling Manello. Maybe I'm underselling him. Maybe he's a legit dude that's not going to get put out. And I could be completely wrong, right? Maybe I'm backing the wrong horse here. But from what I've seen of Morgan, I think he's UFC ready. I think the record's deceiving. And I think he's fucking a talented kid. And I think he's going to go out there and get a fucking finish. And what is Morgan by finish? While we're here, Morgan by knockout right here, DraftKings.com. Promo code John Anik or whatever. Get some money. All right, so Morgan by KO is +120. That's plus money. Add it to my card. I'm going to bet it right when I get off here. Plus money by him by finish is great. Submission -500 and decision +225. I like knockout. I think he's getting it done. I think he's going out there and getting this, fucking wrapping it up. That was almost my send him home as well. Almost my send him home. But I got another guy for that. You know, got another guy for that. Haven't given a lock yet. Locks are coming, boys. All right, William Gomez, -275 versus Giannis Gyarmory. I don't know how to pronounce the name, +220. This is the guy who was supposed to fight Kalen. Said he was too heavy, couldn't fight, couldn't make the weight, right? This is upper weight, right? It's at 45 instead of 35. Couldn't make the weight on Monday. Say, hey, I'm heavy, can't make the weight. So he switched fights around. Gomez didn't have an opponent. Now he does. William Gomez has never blown me away. He's a -275. I'm good to pick him. I think Giannis is a one-trick pony. I think he has to get the fight to the ground. I think he has to win by submission to win this fight. Don't see that happening. I really don't. I think Gomez is a sturdy enough guy, a safe enough guy on the ground to avoid that. I think his takedown defense is getting better. And his cardio is obviously at a level that it needs to be, right? And I'm not blown away by him. I'm not going to pay -275. I think people are going to load up on him. I get it here. I think Giannis is a little bit of a weak competition. That's why I think Kalen was a 3-1 favorite over him. I thought Kalen was going to butcher him, right? I think Gomez isn't as dangerous as Kalen, but I think he can win this fight pretty handily. -275. If you love Gomez, that's kind of cheap. That's a cheap price to pay for a guy that you love. So, yeah, give me Gomez. But I don't love the spot personally for myself. I don't know what to make of the fight either. Maybe it's going to blow the fucking roof off of those, you know, in Paris, France. Maybe the roof's going to get blown up by these guys because you got two Frenchmen going at it. I don't see it. I don't see it, if being honest with you, but I could be wrong. All right, Volkan Ozdemir, -185 versus Bogdan Guskov, +155. Now we're talking, boys. Now we're talking. So I just realized I fucked up. I fucked up on my paper here. So this is my green hammer fight, my green hammer bet. But I picked Bogdan as a send him home. So I'm picking Bogdan. I picked him on the Anik and Florian, no surprise. So I'm moving my send him home to Morgan. Morgan Shari is my send him home because I'm not going to send him home in green hammer, right? Send him home. All right, sorry. Sorry, a little maintenance on the top there. Let me pull this guy out. Let me pull the green hammer out. If you can't tell, I like the fight. I like this. I like green, and I like the fight to this fight for Green Hammer. What am I saying? All right, listen. Volkan Ozdemir, no time, right? No time. He ain't got no time. He hasn't had finished in 2019. There's some time there. Bogdan is a little loose, but his right hand is a fucking problem, right? Skynet says fight to end by KO. Love that bet. This fight won't see the judges. I can guarantee you that. I'm picking Bogdan plus 155. That's a money play. Money line only. Get him out of here. Add that. Separately, I'm going in. I've been getting pretty, not lucky, I would say, but I've been using what's working, and what's working is going to fights that are set at 1.5. This fight's set at 1.5 rounds. Most fights, 2.5, obviously. Title fights, 3.5, whatever. This is 1.5. 2 weeks in a row, I've hit the green hammer. Played over 1.5. I'm going under 1.5 green hammer spot. Minus 166 on DraftKings right now. Green hammer play. Ozdemir, Bogdan Guskov, under 1.5, minus 166. I think that right hand is good at dead Ozdemir. Or Ozdemir's like, you know what? I brought my watch tonight. No fucking time. Gonna knock this dude out, right? Because Guskov is a dog for a reason. A little loose. Technique guy, not great. Tough. Scary. Looks like Anthony Smith. A Russian Anthony Smith. Intimidating. Back tattoo. Probably has done some illegal shit. But Ozdemir can still crack. He's been in there with the elite of elite. Proven to have a pretty good chin, too. I mean, he's been put out before, but he's got a decent chin. But I just think that right hand is something different by Bogdan, or Ozdemir knocks Bogdan out, right? So I'm not going to load up on the money line. I do like the money plus 155 on Bogdan, but I'm not going to load up on that. I'm going to load up on this, the green hammer, under 1.5, minus 166. That's a winner, winner, baby. Winner, winner. We give out winners, and that's one of them. I don't see how that fight goes to decision. Both guys like to swing heavy leather. Ozdemir could have a change of heart. He's with a great camp. They go, you know what? Go out there and wrestle this dude. You know, go out there and wrestle this guy. Hopefully he doesn't do that. Hopefully they stand up and bang. And I think Bogdan is a good player at plus money, and you got him. Plus money, and then just the heavy hands, right? The heavy hands. All right, so I did a switcheroo. Send him home, Morgan Charry. I think that ends in a KO. I think Morgan KOs him, plus 120. And then you got Bogdan Ozdemir, under 1.5, minus 166. Green hammer play of the night. Green hammer play of the night. Boom. Done it. Did it. Done it. Benoit Saint-Denis, one of the best names to say. Look how fucking angry this guy looks. Minus 150 versus Thiago Santos, plus 130. So I said this on the Anakin Florian. I'm going to say it again. Thiago Santos is a live dog here. I think this is a very competitive fight. I like betting competitive fights. I like getting there. I think you're getting a good line on both these guys. I think Vegas did a right thing. Benoit Saint-Denis destroyed Bonfim last time out. Destroyed him. I bet Bonfim's both his arms are broken blocking those kicks. Butchered him. This Benoit Saint-Denis is a fucking thick, strong dude. Good chin. Absolute iron will. I mean, we all saw Dolecki Dos Santos did to him. Almost killed him. He's only, ever since that fight, all he's always done is finish everybody, right? He's getting Thiago Santos here, which Thiago is very hard to finish, right? I mean, it took Islam to fourth round to get him out of there. He's durable. He's good on, he has got a good chin. He's good on the ground. So Benoit can't just wrestle him down and go and get a choke. That ain't going to happen. This dude's high level on the ground, right? Benoit's got to stay on the feet, kick him like he did against Bonfim. Maybe not as much because Thiago does got a little bit of hands. He's a higher level competition. But I like Bonfim here, man. This is, I like him so, or yes. Yeah, what am I saying? Bonfim? The fuck am I saying here? Benoit Saint-Denis, I like. Benoit Saint-Denis, I like. I like him so much.
I'm going to mortal lock him up, baby.
Mortal lock in Benoit Saint-Denis, even though I just gave props to Thiago Santos. I feel it in my bones, babe. I feel like Benoit Saint-Denis in France is going to come out here like a machine. I think the first round, he's going to look great. I think the second round, he's going to look great. It's that third round where Thiago's not going away that we're going to be like, okay, what do we got here? Is this guy real or not? We're in the third round. You've kicked the dog shit out of this guy. He ain't going nowhere. What are we doing here, right? You know, that's going to be a test to me for Benoit Saint-Denis because he hasn't been tested like Thiago has. Thiago has the better resume, better, you know, the wins and the people he has been in there with, plus money. I see people run into that. I like that for you. But for me personally, Benoit Saint-Denis, mortal locking him. Slime ball parlay candidate number two, baby. That's the one I think I'm going to scare people with. That's the one people are going to, and they're going to run away from that as well. All right, co-main event. A fight that I'm interested in. Manon Fiol, minus 185 versus Rose Namajunas, plus 155. Rose coming up to 125. they showed a picture of Rose standing literally the exact same of her at 115 and her at 125. She looks the same. A little thicker in the neck, a little fuller in the face. Her stomach isn't as defined, but they look the same, right? Rose at 125 scares me a little bit. She's a little thin, a little light in the ass for me, right? But what scares me even more is she's kind of one foot in, one foot out. She doesn't want to be a fighter. She does. She doesn't like the mental hurdles. She takes time off. Does she want to be champion? You know, when she lost the belt, she's like, oh, it's the greatest relief I've ever had. She threw a dud her last time out against Carla Esparza. I think she might come out a little aggressive for this fight. I think this fight plays out on the feet. I think she's going to struggle getting Manon down. I think Manon, if she wants, could take Rose down, which I don't want to do her to do. I think she should stay on the feet, pick her apart. I think it's going to be a striking battle. I think it's going to be gorgeous. I see Rose pushing a tempo, maybe going for some takedowns, but I think Manon is trained for that because she's such a high-level striker that everyone's going to take her down. So I'm going to go Manon Friel. I think she probably decisions Rose. Don't see a finish. Rose is tough. Rose is durable, high-level. I just don't know if Rose is the same Rose anymore. That's just point blank period. That's what everyone's thinking. That's what everyone's saying. You're risking plus money on her. I'd rather play 11-1 Reese McKee submission than go a couple shekels on Rose at plus 155. It's what I'd rather do. You know what I mean? So give me Manon. I like Manon. I like her by decision. Something I might play as well. I just don't know what Rose is going to show up. I don't think anybody does. I don't think Rose knows what kind of Rose is going to show up. But give me Manon. Give me by decision. What is Fio by decision, by the way? Again, I keep forgetting I have DraftKings right in front of my fucking face. Do something, Brian. God damn. Look at the fucking DraftKings. All right, so Manon Fio by decision is plus 120. So Vegas is on top of it. And then what's going on? By KO, plus 275. You know, I don't hate by KO. I mean, because Rose has been rattled before. If she gets clipped in there, is she ready to fight off that and really battle back? And, you know, I don't know. If you're mentally checked out, how much fight do you have left? And she's had an extended break, so maybe I'm speaking something that's not true. But give me Manon. I think she's high level. By the way, Manon, though, you ain't leapfrogging Erin Blanchfield. This is what I want to happen, right? I want the 125-pound title between Alexa Grasso and Valentina Shevchenko, which happened in a couple weeks. I want it to be an absolute war. Win, loser, draw for the winner, loser. They need some time off. I just got fucked up, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Some time off. Blanchfield for the number one contender slot. Give me Blanchfield all day, and then give me Blanchfield versus either Valentina or Alexa Grasso. I'm all in on Erin Blanchfield, baby. Yeah, hey, I ain't stopping now. All right, main event, Ciryl Gane, minus 165 versus Sergey Spivak. He is plus 140. So I picked Spivak on the Anakin Florian. I think, you know, I smell kind of a rat line here. Why is he plus money? His path to victory of this fight is to get Ciryl Gane down and to fucking strangle him or TKO him, and that's what he's been doing to everybody, and Ciryl Gane has proven in the past that he's been, I mean, Francis Ngannou took him down 6 times. John Jones took him down once. That's all he needed. Sergey Spivak is very good and very heavy on top. His takedowns are getting better. He is in Vegas working his ass off. He's an absolute liability on the feet, though, for sure. And his chin's not great. But he knows, I think, what he needs to do in there. He needs to get a hold of Ciryl Gane, take him down. Problem is, Ciryl Gane, I think, is a little bit more athletic than Spivak maybe is going to anticipate. So I think we're going to have a rough round one, boys. I'm still picking Spivak, plus 140. He's my dog lock, by the way.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, this is dog.
Okay, that's a dog. Dog lock, Sergey Spivak, plus 140. I like it. I also like Spivak by submission, plus 400. TKO, he could get on top of TKO. I don't see Gane quitting in a TKO situation in France. So that's plus 450 as well. So I see a submission, head and arm. Or probably head and arm, maybe even a rear naked choke, but you know, Spivak's very good on top and just heavy. And I think heavyweights, when they get backs and stuff, unless it's really high level jujitsu, you know, when a heavyweight gets your back, it's not the most dangerous thing in the world. I think you're looking at a strength technique. You're looking at a head and arm. You're looking at putting pressure and trying to pop a dude's head off. Right. I like Spivak, but you know, we're going to have a rough round one. Gane is athletic. He moves very well. Spivak's going to have a hard time finding him. I think in round one, he will have to strike at least a little bit to get on his hips, to get a body lock, to get him to the ground. He could bull rush in, surprise Gon. Gon's not the most active guy on his feet, but he's very quick. Counters are obviously something I think he's probably going to be working on this fight. Spivak rushes in, you get a counter right there. That's a problem, right? Gon by knockout. Let's see what that is. Gon by knockout, minus 105. So Vegas is on top of it. Because I think if Gon wins, it will be by knockout. Spivak been knocked out by Walt Harris and Tom Aspinall fairly early in those fights. But I kind of want to see what it does when it goes longer. What do you got when it goes longer, big boys? And we know what Gon's got. He went five with Francis. No wrestling defense. Went for a leg lock. Was winning the fight on the feet. Just couldn't stop the takedowns. But give me Spivak. Line scares me. Don't understand it. I think Spivak, if not the favorite, because I know it's in France, should be goddamn close because the style that he fights. But maybe we're going to be laughing to the bank. Maybe we're going to be looking at the bookmakers and go, you know what? You play Spivak at plus 140, right? You price him at plus 140, taking to the bank. Boom. Load up on it. That's why he's my dog lock. Very curious about that fight. I don't know. I mean, Gon could go out there and absolutely butcher him. Flying knee, combination, clip him, put him out, whatever. But Gon just seems like such a carefree guy. The John Jones loss wasn't super long ago. He's not going to make up that much ground in his grappling as people may think. He is athletic. He is learning, sure. But, I don't know. Give me Gon. All right, so that's it. That's the blah, blah, blah. So we got dog lock. Sergey Spivak, we got Mortal Lock, Benoit St. Denis, and Switcheroo, send him home, Morgan Cherry, which I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong, but Morgan, Morgan at minus 240. Green Hammer, Volkan Ozdemir versus Bogdan Guskov, under 1.5, minus 166. That's a multi-unit. That's a multi-unit. And the slime ball parlay, we're going for 2 weeks in a row here, babe. Let's keep the train going here, right? I feel like this is a winner. We're coming in at plus 175. Not enough to wet your beak, a little juice. We're not in the threes. We're not in the fours. Wet your beak on this, plus 120 or 175, excuse me. So we got Benoit St. Denis, Mortal Lock, in there. We got Morgan Cherry in there. And we got Farhad Bhasharat in there. Plus 175, multi-unit prop play. Wait, that's a slime ball. And we got the multi-unit prop play. It's late. I've been up all day. I apologize. All right, let's go. Brian Petrie and MMA on all social medias. Hit that subscribe button. By the way, we hit 1,500 subs the other day. You guys are beautiful. You guys are wonderful. You guys are awesome. I love it. Keep hitting that sub button. Keep subscribing. Go vote for the Anakin Florian podcast on Fighters Only as well. That would mean the world to everyone involved in that show, including myself, and that would just be absolutely insane. Follow me on social media, Brian Petrie MMA. I think I already said that. Hit that subscribe button. I think I said that. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Let's make some picks with our man Brian Petrie. Motherfuckers. Perfect week for Brian Petrie yet again. Motherfuckers. Let's make some picks with our man Brian Petrie.